one of the questions which comes up when we discuss valid deductions from Meiser, are household expenses considered a valid deduction from Meiser? A person says, I'm earning X amount, I'm earning $10,000, $100,000 a year, but my household expenses, it costs me to be able to pay for my rent, etc., add up to $60,000 of that, so I'm only really getting a profit of $40,000, and of that I should take $4,000 of that should be Meiser, or do you take Meiser on the full amount? You know, we spoke about deductions which are valid in regards to the cost of the income tax, etc. What about household expenses? Is that considered a valid expense to deduct from Meiser? There is one opinion in Halacha which says that a person is allowed to deduct household expenses from Meiser, and he deducts the normal household expenses that he has to be able to function, and then after that he calculates Meiser. The majority of the Pesukim disagree with that, however, and they say that the Halacha is that a person takes Meiser off of the full amount of, again, after the deductions we spoke about last week, but once those deductions have been removed in regards to the cost of earning the money, that's not considered an income, because that's the cost to earn the money. But this is not part of the cost to earn the money, so it would be a chiva meiser on that amount. So a person earns $100,000 and he pays $20,000 in his various different taxes, etc., and it costs him another $5,000 for educational expenses to be able to maintain his excellence in his field, etc. So all those are valid expenses, and a person would say, I now have $75,000 left. He would take $7,500 on that as Meiser, not first deduct his household expenses. However, the question comes up, what about a situation where the person's household expenses are fairly high, and his income is fairly low compared to that, and it's very much borderline. So if he starts taking Meiser, he'll end up not having enough money for his household expenses. So if he's earning $60,000 after all of his taxes, etc., and he needs $60,000 a year to pay for his tuitions and his rent, etc., so he was taking out $6,000, he doesn't have enough money to live. So in that situation, a person is not mechuyev to take Meiser. A person who's an ani, we spoke about, is not mechuyev to take Meiser. He's mechuyev to give staka, but now he's not mechuyev to take off Meiser. So a person, if through taking off Meiser, will get to the situation where he cannot meet his expenses, then he's not mechuyev to take off Meiser. Now, we'll have to talk about, well, the person, let's say that, you know, the person says, well, I bought this $3 million house and the mortgage is very high. So, you know, it's really, I can't afford Meiser because, you know, obviously that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the person is meeting the normal, what's considered a normal expense for the area where he's living in. Again, okay, why did you choose to live in the most expensive neighborhood in the world? Okay, but that's not, you know, a person's living in Greater Washington, D.C., there's a normal standard of living which a person is allowed to have. You live in Cleveland, Ohio, it's going to be cheaper than Washington, D.C. You go to Detroit, it's even cheaper than that. You know, so if each city has what's considered the cost over there in that neighborhood, which a person would be living in, from which you would be living in that neighborhood. So that amount that a person would need to be able to live over there, etc., that's considered a valid amount of money. And a person, by taking Meiser, would not be able to meet those needs, that he's not mechuyev to take off Meiser. Have a good morning.